The Prescott Cardinals boys basketball team season has come to an abrupt halt for the meantime. They will be quarantined until January 25th due to COVID-19. Prescott High School Activities Director and Assistant Principal Matt Smith joined KDWA Sports on Thursday with the breaking news.
Yeah, we had a positive case in our boys program, and you know that's been kind of something that's been happening this winter with different programs. And so we're quarantining our JV and varsity, and they were all informed today. And so, you know, they understand kind of what that process looks like. Our JV boys have been through it before, and our varsity boys, you know, obviously understand with our girls having to go through it and the other teams. So, you know, talking with Coach Johnson, you know, everyone's been great to work with, and, you know, you could say it's unfortunate anytime you're not playing games or practicing. You know, that's unfortunate, but it happens, and we're going to move forward positively and collectively and get everyone healthy and get back after it. So, you know, just kind of getting out information and moving dates around to make sure everyone understands kind of, you know, the quarantine and what that means. But, yeah, we're able to reschedule all our games. We did lose the Hudson game. Being non-conference, we had to put a conference game on that day. So we will host Baldwin-Woodville on January 25th instead of Hudson. And then the Ellsworth game, we will go to Ellsworth on February 1st. And then we had to reschedule a girls game and reschedule a boys game both at Baldwin-Woodville. So we're going to do a doubleheader there on February 6th. The girls will play the afternoon time slot and the boys will play the evening time slot over there on February 6th. So, yeah, like I said, moving forward here collectively and, you know, silver lining with every cloud that, you know, get a little bit of rest and get teams going here and get everyone healthy. And we'll see what shakes out, but we're optimistic good things are going to come out of this.
The Cardinal boys just have to look at this as some extended time off. And that might not be a bad thing after the halfway point of the season coming off a big win against Amory. The volleyball players showed this fall that a team can get through quarantine and still have a wonderful finish to their season.
Yeah, you know, it's how you look at it and what lens you take that viewpoint from. And, you know, it's common for teams to have to shut down. You read the papers. You know, I just look at emails I get constantly from other ADs trying to find games due to quarantine. It happens. And it's, you know, kind of how you respond to it and how you move forward. And, you know, as a glass half empty, like, oh darn, you know, we don't get to be playing right now, or is the glass half full that, like you said, we take a little bit of a breather here, we regather. I think it gives everyone a more of a appreciative approach with being able to play and practice and come back recharged and get after it. And so, like I said, you know, the one downside is we do lose the one game with Hudson due to rescheduling the conference, but at the end of the day, you get those other conference games back on the schedule for MBC and come back and go from there and, you know, kind of hit that stretch run as we hit in the playoffs. So, yeah, Coach Johnson's very optimistic about it. You know, a positive guy that he is. And the same thing with the kids. They understand what they need to do, and, you know, we'll march forward and control what we control and make the best of the situation, and it'll end up being a good one for us here as we get going.
And like we mentioned, not all is lost for the season. And not only that, you look at later on in the year where the Cardinal boys and girls are actually going to be able to go on the road together to play Baldwin-Woodville. And of course, we're just coming off of doing just that this past Tuesday against Amory. And as everybody who watched or listened on KDWA knew, it was awesome for both groups and both schools to have a little fun together. Coach Smith agrees.
Yeah, you know, kudos, tip of the hat to Amory. You know, their girls team, you know, had a bunch of games jumbled up there, but they agreed to come down and play Tuesday. Just, you know, to kind of get it scheduled, we had to cancel that early with them due to them being in quarantine. And so, you know, you kind of at the mercy of what works out for schedules. And so, yeah, for them to come down and then for us to be able to play the boys game too, you know, that's exciting, especially to go 2-0 and everyone have a good opportunity and get out with that. So we're excited about that. So like you said, it's just a cool environment. Glad you guys could be here for that. And, you know, moving forward here, we're getting near the end of the regular season. The girls will have their seating meeting coming up, and same with the boys. And so, you know, early February, you know, less than a month, the girls will be hitting their postseason. Boys will be the 16th there, playoffs start off. We're going to blink and we're going to be there. So we're excited about the opportunity, and I know everyone's appreciative for every day we get to practice, every day we get to play.
The Cardinal boys will be able to return to the floor Monday the 25th against Baldwin.